I'm here in the Old Town School of Folk Music's new East Building. It's directly across the street from their former headquarters. I guess both of these buildings together could be considered the headquarters. There was, as you can imagine, singing before the ribbon-cutting ceremony. Then there was some speechifying by some very important elected officials, including Rahm Emanuel, as you just mentioned. And then there was some more singing in the typical Old Town School of Folk Music style, a sing-along. People brought their instruments, and it was a whole lot of fun, as not every press conference or ribbon-cutting ceremony of this kind can be. And I'm sitting next to the executive director, Baugh Graves, of the Old Town School of Folk Music right now in the East Building. And Baugh, can you describe for us why there was a need for this big new building?
Well, for quite a few years now, Old Town School of Folk Music has been at the limits of our capacity, and we're always coming up with new ideas for kinds of things that we want to be able to offer the community, but we haven't been able to fulfill them, because the only way you're going to be able to run a class in, say, Korean dance is if you cancel the class that's already running in flamenco dance. And so we needed a lot more space, and it's been apparent for some years. And so the school initiated a process of trying to figure out exactly how to do that and what we were going to put together. And this building has been in the works now for about 7 years, and we're absolutely thrilled to have finally crossed the finish line. And we've got a great new facility here with 16 new music classrooms, 3 great new dance studios, and a big flex use hall that can convert from a concert facility with stadium seating to a dance hall in 10 minutes. So if we've got a Zydeco band or a salsa band or something that makes people want to dance, the facility will be able to accommodate that.
A place for music everywhere, including in the main lobby, which I understand is jam-friendly. What does that mean exactly?
Well, in our space across the street, the lobby consists of a whole lot of hard surfaces. And when somebody starts playing the banjo or the fiddle, or a band gets to cooking out there, it makes it hard for the people at our box office and front desk to be able to conduct ordinary business. Here, however, the entire front wall of the building is what acousticians call a Schroeder diffuser. There are apertures at various angles that are cut into the wall, and it absorbs sound and makes it possible for people to sit down and informally play music pretty much anywhere they want in this building, and it's not going to disturb anybody in the next room, nor is it going to disturb people at the box office window a few feet away. So it's we wanted to make a building that was as user-friendly for musicians as it could possibly be.
Those are all very fun problems to have, I think. And I think when I describe the Old Town School to people, I always say it's probably the only place in the Chicago area, maybe the world, where you can take Polynesian dance on one day, capoeira, Brazilian martial arts on another, and learn the guitar or the djembe or whatever else you want to learn in your life, the Old Town School, and you have a big emphasis on community as well. And you're also celebrating this new building also with the 55th anniversary with 55 days of music. So can you just tell us a couple of highlights of this upcoming event series?
Sure. Yeah. As you said, it's our 55th anniversary. Every day for 55 days, there's some kind of special event that focus on every aspect of what the school does. So there's children's programs, there's programs focusing on Latino music, on traditional Appalachian folk music, on singer-songwriters, multiple dance events. There will be a ethnic dance party every Friday night in our new space here is Old Hall. It'll rotate around. The very first one this Friday will be with Swing Brasileiro. It'll be a samba dance party. The week after that, it will be a tango milonga, and so forth. I think the week after that, it's a square dance with the Volo Bog Trotters. So it'll provide lots of opportunities for participation. Many of the events are free. It's really an invitation to the community to come visit Old Town School, check out the new facility, sample some of what we've got going here, try it out, and we hope to see you back here often.
So come on down to the Old Town School's East Building in Lincoln Square. That's off the Western Brown Line stop on the CTA. It's 4545 North Lincoln Avenue and is now open as of 10:30 this morning. And it wouldn't be the Old Town School, it wouldn't be a celebration at the Old Town School without some music. So we've welcomed to our little remote studio here, Jimmy Tomasello on guitar and Chris Waltz on banjo. They're going to sing a little song for you in celebration of this great day in Old Town School and Chicago history.
Let the midnight special shine light on me. Let the midnight special shine the ever-loving light on me, y'all. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine the ever-loving light on me. Y'all come in, Lucy. Tell me how you know. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a love light on me one more. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me.